is the New York State AFERD podcast entitled A through Z Health and PE. We are your co-hosts, Drs. C and C, the true Pan-American connection. I am Clancy Seymour, and my tag team partner is the one and only Dr. Victor Ramsey.
Details highlighting our episodes, guests, contact information, publications, and other useful resources will always be included in the podcast show notes. For more information about New York State AFERD, please visit newyorkstateaferd.org or Facebook and social media handles at New York State AFERD. Let's embrace the journey, and now, on to our show.
Greetings, listeners. I'm Dr. Clancy Seymour with my co-host, Dr. Victor Ramsey. Doc, how are you today?
I am doing very well, my friend, down here in Brooklyn, New York. It's sunny. It looks sunny, but it's not sunny outside in terms of the weather. It's cold, my friend. But nonetheless, you know, I'm here staying physical, man, and loving it, man. So how are you, man? How are you doing?
Doing well. You're right.
Awesome.
It's fall season, for sure. And in the fall season foreshadows the winter season. And it's a little chilly, that's for sure.
Indeed. Oh, I didn't hear you well. You said the Rangers are winning. Oh, they're doing good. Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
Uh-huh.
It may be chilly weather may be on the cusp, but we have some guests that are hot. Hot and exciting.
My
yes,
goodness.
It'll be fun.
I cannot wait. I know our listeners can't wait either.
Right. Well, welcome to the New York State AFERD A through Z Health and PE podcast. And today is our annual teaser episode to plug the upcoming 85th annual state conference at the Turning Stone Casino this coming November 15th and 18th. Today is November 2nd for our listeners. So we're plugging our upcoming conference indeed. The month of November in New York State, we think of a lot of things, but we also think about AFERD, New York State AFERD conference.
Yes.
We are so excited to offer this meaningful event each and every year. So
sure.
With that, Dr. Ramsey, as a special treat for our listeners, we have two fabulous guests to help prime our members, our upcoming guests for the upcoming conference. The first is our current president of the association, the one and only Miss Shelley Connors.
Woo-hoo! Yes.
Shelley,
yes.
Shelley. For our listeners.
Thank you very much for having me. It's good to see you both and to be here on this podcast. This is my first podcast I've ever done. So I'm smiling and appreciating the humor and the banter you two have already. So I think this is going to be a wonderful episode.
Sure.
You're doing great already, indeed. And I can tell you're already going to be a returning champion coming up for sure. Our second guest is the Honorable Executive Director of New York State AFERD, Miss Colleen Corsi. Miss Corsi, would you like to say a few words of welcome for our listeners?
Yeah, I'm just super excited to be invited to be on this podcast. It's the second time, I think, that I've been able to do it. And just really, really looking forward to sharing all of the exciting things that are coming up in actually just like a week and a half at the Turning Stone Convention Center.
Exactly. Here we go. Well said, right, Dr. Ramsey? Here we go.
Yes. Yes, indeed. We're ready.
Okay, so folks, without further ado, let's chat about the upcoming state conference. Shelley, as president of this illustrious organization, tell us about your theme for the conference and the meaning behind it.
So I'm very excited. Worked very hard on this logo and the theme, and I had a bunch of people helping me out with it. So the actual theme has to deal with mentorship and leadership. And however that might be, whether it comes from family, friends, colleagues, that type of thing. But the logo is actually extremely symbolic for me, I guess I'll say. So with the logo, you have the hands that are pretty much the trunk of the tree. And to me, that is our organization. That's New York State AFERD. And the phoenix that is in the center of the hands is our members of New York State AFERD. And they're the ones that are just, they go through everything. And as if, you know, with the phoenix, they burn down, but they come back brighter, they come back stronger. And we have the leaves that go around the tree. Those are our community members and the diversity of the community that we hold dear. And then we have those kids that we serve, you know, the ones we're helping to walk, teaching to run, and then daring to fly. And then I put in my little twist into the logo, and Colleen was a little worried about it at first, but my squirrel is in there. And with the squirrel, he's kind of a little symbol of, you know, who we are. We are adapters, we're gatherers, we're for people sure. that just, we make it through everything. And then down in the New York State A for D, you'll see the little flamingo that sits down there. And that's kind of a reminder to me that was a little more personal with my family, who are my greatest mentors, my greatest leaders. And since a little kid, I've always liked flamingos. And I would come home sometimes and there would be flamingos in my yard. I would have my family over and all of a sudden there are flamingos on my Christmas tree. And so it's just a reminder to me that they're always there. They taught me very well, I think, and have been great mentors and leaders in my life.
Shelly, wow. Tell them about why the flamingo.
Why I like the flamingo. So I think I was, four or five or something like that. And we went to the zoo and I saw all these flamingos. And my maiden name is Swartel. And so I was looking at all these flamingos and I'm like, they're like my bird. They all have my initial because their necks are all in S's. So I ended up loving the flamingo since then. And it's kind of been a hidden secret until now. And now I'm receiving all this flamingo stuff.
I love it.
Wow.
I just want to say one more quick thing about Shelly and the flamingos. I am now so addicted to flamingos. It's like any store I go into, it's like I go right to where something would be a flamingo, whether it's like a little keychain or whatever it is. And really, it's brought me a great deal of fun and joy, Shelly.
Well, I'm glad because I know you were a little worried about the squirrel and the flamingo at first, but I think they've grown on you.
I think they have, absolutely. Awesome.
Nice.
I was, you know what? Shelly referring to when she was four or five, so only a couple of years ago, really.
Yes,
yeah, exactly, Clance, exactly.
I wore my past conference shirt the other day, and when I see Shelly's beautiful conference
logo.
I get super excited. I said, I can't wait to wear that one in a shirt. So I look forward to that. And just the way that you narrated that story, it's just beautiful. I appreciate that. We certainly, our listeners certainly appreciate that. So every year, every president brings something unique to their conference. I mean, we all about building our conferences and making them different for and unique. So what makes this year's conference different and unique in comparison to past conferences? What would you think is coming that would make this conference different and unique?
I think there's a couple of things, Victor. One of them, you mentioned the fact that about the shirt and liking the shirt. And so Murphy last year started the swag run, which evolved off of the 5K run we used to do over at VBS. And so with that swag run this year, we are doing a white t-shirt that you can tie-dye after the swag run. Yes, so it's a nice white t-shirt because to put all those colors into the t-shirt would have been kind of expensive. So Jess and I were brainstorming and she goes, oh, you know, it would be nice to have a tie-dye t-shirt. And I'm like, could we tie-dye t-shirts? And she's like, we might be able to. So yes, you are going to be able to tie-dye your swag run t-shirt after the swag run. I think another interesting thing that we're doing this year is we are combining the zone socials and the presidential reception all together. And so it's going to be one big social, all conference social. So we're hoping that a lot of people will come and join us after amazing people and just get to know the people in their zones and mingle with other zones. I always hated that we were all so separate. I like being together. And then we can see what the other people do. And we've made it a little bit of a contest for each zone. So we're kind of curious to see what each zone decorates their table as. And I guess the last thing I'd say that makes it a little bit different is with the keynote speakers. I'm a person who very rarely does anything alone. I always like to involve people and bring people in. So both of the keynote speakers, we have two on each day. So there's going to be two on Thursday that are speaking together and two on Friday that are speaking together. But Colleen, is there anything that you think that is very different about this one?
Well, there's a couple of things, important points. But Shelley, I want you to go back and I want you to talk a little bit more about the swag run in terms. It's a swag run walk, right? So we want everybody to know that they can participate.
Yes, it is. It's a run walk. You go at your own pace.
Right. Historically, it was a run, no? And you, yes. I think, changed it, which I think is great because talk about inclusive. Anyone can do it because they can just, like you said, go at their own pace, which is awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, and the fact that it's on campus now at the Turning Stone, I think that helps tremendously. Even though VVS has a beautiful cross-country course, it's absolutely gorgeous. Just being off of the campus made it difficult to get to when people were missing a little bit more of the session. So now you're right there. You can go right out the doors where all the exhibitors are and come right back in. And as you're doing the course, as many times as you can get around, you get as much swag as you can possibly get. And I know Jess has gotten some decent swag to throw in those buckets this year too.
Awesome.
Exciting. People,
yes.
People had a great time doing it last year. I think there was a lot of really awesome, positive feedback. So
even in the freezing cold.
Yeah.
Love it.
That is awesome. I love adding that flavor, that inclusiveness to this process here. But let's bring in Colleen. What can you tell us about this upcoming and exciting event? What can you tell us?
Well, one of the things that I know that Victor and Clancy are going to be totally excited about is the pickleball tournament.
Oh, my
yes.
goodness.
So we're having
another
pickleball tournament. It's Thursday at 5:30. So everybody should bring their pickleball paddles, and that's going to be a great time.
Or three. Good, keep going, yes.
And then we have amazing clothing this year. Yes, so it is going to be so exciting in the New York State AFER, Molly's Boutique. Molly's been here for the past 2 days, working hour after hour, getting everything ready. There's lots of really, really nice, fun things. They've tried diligently to listen to what people want. So that's
yes.
exciting. And the third Finley book is being published as we speak. So now we're going to have all three of the Finley books ready to go. So that's an exciting thing. We right now have over 1,300 people pre-registered for the conference.
Wow.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Oh. Right. So that's super amazing. And the one point about that is that this is the highest number of people pre-registered since prior to COVID.
Oh, my goodness.
So we're really excited about that. And listen to this, because I was amazed. Between the Council of Administrators and New York State AFER programming, there are 192 sessions. Right?
Unbelievable.
That is exciting.
And I'll have to tell you, I met with Jessica prior to our podcast, just so I could ask her some of these questions and get some feedback from her. And when she said 192 programs, I said, okay, Jesse, so that includes meetings and things, right? And she's like, no.
Unbelievable.
No, 192. So not only is that awesome for the people who are coming to the conference to have that kind of opportunity and choice. But for me, in my position, I'm thinking about all of those people who want to present. And that's giving back professionally. And to me, that we should all just admire that and those members. And on top of that, we have a number of national and district Teachers of the Year that are going to be there. Some of them are brand new Teachers of the Year. Some of them have, you know, were crowned toys a number of years ago, but they're still out there. They're on the circuit. They're growing themselves continually and sharing. And so, yeah, so we're really, really happy about that. We've got 9 intensive training workshops on Wednesday. So yeah, just a whole lot going on. And one final thing is that this year, the Future Professionals Section president and president-elect did an amazing job of specifically tailoring their programming for future professionals. You know, historically, we had our future professionals who had to bring in sessions, but they weren't always specifically designed and tailored for future professionals themselves. And this year, I think every one of them is. So we're really excited about that. You know, the follow the leader of the program is always, it's like a speed dating with other, you know, with professionals, they, you know, asking different questions. And that kind of goes along, Shelley, with your mentorship and how important that was to you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I think that their mentoring program that they're doing during the conference, I'm hoping that gets some good feedback and gets some people involved too. I'm looking forward to that and seeing who they pair me up with.
Now,
that sounds exciting.
That's impressive.
Talk a little bit more about that, Shel, in turn. How would a future professional who's coming to the conference get paired up?
So as far as I know it, Jared Rago and Chloe Peer put together a Google form that they had sent out to future professionals and to New York State AFIRD members to sign up as a mentor and a mentee. They were supposed to get a list and a spreadsheet, and I think they're pairing people up. I don't know how they're going to let us know. I'm sure they've got it figured out of how they'll let us know. But I think this is awesome. And they gave us guidelines and what we need to do with our mentee, how many times we should try and meet, that we should try and go to a program together, that we should try to network with them, introduce them to other people. But I'm also interested in hearing about, you know, the new things that they're doing, having been in the field for almost 30 years that I don't get to hear about. And they get through their college experience. So I think it's going to be awesome.
That is impressive. Exciting news.
Impressive. Sure. You know, Dr. Ramsey, Shelley mentions that this is her first time on the podcast. And then Colleen mentions, oh, I've done one or two. I feel like you and I really are not needed for this episode because they've already prompted each other, asked each other questions. They've stolen all our questions.
You know, so now, for sure.
So now it's like, okay, is there going to be crickets here now? But knowing us, you know, there's never going to be crickets, right? So,
that's right, my friend.
A few things I want to add. First off, with Shelley, and she deserves a lot of credit, all jokes aside, which is never a possibility with us, but nevertheless.
Sure.
With Shelley and her theme, she did a really beautiful job of articulating her theme. And I think this speaks not only to Shelley, but even our past president Murphy in the year previous, that both Murphy previously and now Shelley have done such a great job in designing their theme to make sure that it resonates with each and every member in their own distinct way. And I think that really speaks to both of them and Shelley this year, particularly with your theme. It's just there's something there for everyone. And going back to the holy moly 192 programs, I think that speaks to it. The theme is jumping out at you and it's inviting you to take part. So kudos to Shelley and that and Colleen and your help in planning that. That's fantastic stuff.
And I know that these future professionals like Jared and Chloe, I've known that they have these amazing creative minds. They're going to come up with some amazing things to bring to our future professional, which I always said is good for us to pass that baton, and we want to make certain that they are prepared. And I believe that we're doing a great job in bringing them into the fold in that way. So I agree. Very excited to hear this for sure.
Well said.
Dr. Seymour, let's not forget about your amazing logo.
Well, thank you. That was been a couple of years ago now. That
I know, but
legacy, time goes by.
Legacy
and still resonates.
Yes.
We learn from the best, don't we, Colleen? We learn from the best.
You know, we learn from each other. Yes.
The whole idea of a professional legacy is profound. And it's the only reason that in January, New York State AFIRD is going to be experiencing a year of celebration for our 100th anniversary.
Awesome.
And that's because of the amazing hard work, dedication, enthusiasm, pride, professionalism of all of our members. And of our presidents and the legacy that people leave. So
that's important for sure.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to go rogue a little bit too, because again, Shelley and Colleen have done such a great job. And before doing so, you mentioned, Colleen mentioned, you mentioned legacy and our upcoming 100 years and, you know, a lot to think about. Anything about legacy that we should also perhaps discuss regarding the association and what's coming ahead?
Yes, I think there definitely is, because there, if you're talking about a slight changing of the guard.
Yes.
Yes, there's a legacy that.
Speaking of legacy.
That has been have.
There's quite a legacy that has been left for all of us.
You'll make her cry, Clance. Don't do it. Don't,
yes,
don't do it, Clance.
While it's a year of reflection and celebration, it's also bittersweet because we're turning a page. And Colleen, you want to share for our audience?
Kind of getting at the fact that I'm retiring.
there it is. You know, in the room.
Yeah, we all have chapters in our life, and it's time to pass the baton and let the people shine and do their thing. And it's, I think it's super exciting. I mean, obviously, it's exciting for me from a personal perspective. And listen, you want to talk about being blessed? Oh, I mean, I got about maybe, I don't even know, 25 more days to work as the executive director for this amazing organization. And I still get up every day and I just can't wait to get here. So, I mean, this has been really the most amazing blessing in my life. And, you know, everybody isn't that fortunate. So I'm just excited to have been able to, you know, have this position and work with all the amazing volunteers. And, you know, listen, everybody knows that it takes a whole family to do the kind of things that we've done here. And without the volunteers and the leadership and people stepping up, we never would have been able to accomplish the things that we've accomplished. So it's a team for sure.
Well, modest till the end, that's for sure.
It's true, though. It's true.
How many years have you served New York State AFRD, Colleen?
In this position, 25, you know. Amazing. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Wow. Yeah.
It was by fast, people.
Service is in your DNA, Colleen. And we are here. You're still in our hearts. And
absolutely.
I'm grateful. I'm grateful for all the work that you have done and continue to do. Yes.
Well, you know, I've said this before. Some of you have heard me say this. We're in a different time and we always have to be reflective. And, you know, when we think about employment and think about career and professional legacy, like Colleen mentioned, it seems as though, you know, some of the old traits and, you know, dispositions and even commitments are not quite the same as they once were. And nowadays, it seems as though the common practice is that everyone, you know, has a shelf life where everyone can be replaced. I think we can say fairly and quite strongly that Colleen will never be replaced. There is just no way.
For sure.
And what she's left behind will forever continue to shine light for us in the future. No question about it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. But boy, sure. I'm looking forward to the individual who's replacing me.
Yes, let's share. Let's share.
Jessica. Jessica's I mean, Jessie has been an employee here at New York State AFRD in January will be 18 years.
Unbelievable.
You know? So, I mean, I appreciate, Clancy, what you just said. And, you know, it warms me, warms my heart. But she is just, you know, she's young, she's vibrant, she's full of life. She knows so much about technology and she knows so much about this organization at this point in time. And another huge benefit is that given that Jessica has been the conference director, you know, she brings all that to the position of executive director, which is really going to be a huge help. So it is going to be awesome, I think, for all of us to sit back and just watch, you know, her move this organization forward. And, you know, with the staff, we really have a pretty solid staff right now, which makes a huge difference. And so it's all going to be good and it's going to be exciting. And, you know, the best thing is that I can become a member of the retiree section.
Oh, love it.
All right. It's only going to cost you 50 bucks.
We would expect nothing less.
Yeah. And I only live 10 miles away.
I love
so it. So I'm going to be volunteering. She'll probably be kicking me out the front door eventually.
There's no swearing on this episode. Hey, There's no swearing. Just a joke. Just a joke.
We had Halloween here Tuesday night, and we always do healthy things. So we gave out 430 treats to all.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. That's nice. When my kids came by here Tuesday night. And it's so fun because we give healthy treats and we get, it's kind of like New York City for being a part of the community. Mm-hmm. So that was really, really fun. So I can do that on Halloween because she's got a little symptom that she's got to take trick or treating. So there's lots of things, you know.
Well, that speaks to your legacy and the community connection as well. And that's what we're all about. So I love that.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you said it because it appears that the ship is going to be navigated and we're in great hands with Jess taking over. She's paid her dues. And no, she's ready for the next challenge. No question about it.
Yes.
Well, this, like I said, Dr. Ramsey, this episode took on a new flair. First time in a teaser episode that we get into some different aspects. Shelley, before we kind of wrap things up, anything about our keynotes? Any keynotes you want to announce for our listeners and our members that you want to announce, or anything about their bios or anything else that we can share regarding the conference or your presidency as it comes to the crescendo?
I'm excited. I think this is maybe one of the first time we've had the keynotes on Thursday, which are Paul Walker and Jason Harnett. They're from USTA and they're both involved in wheelchair and adaptive tennis. And I think it's the first time we've had a keynote doing an intensive training before they actually do their keynote. So it would be kind of cool. The people who get to really be with them and experience with them on Wednesday. And I've invited them to our executive council dinner before our meeting on Wednesday. So the executive council will have an opportunity to talk to them and meet them also. Very well known in the wheelchair tennis world and the tennis world. And then on Friday, we have Julie and Derek Tennant who will be coming in. And there, Julie is known for the love chromosome. And so I'm going to allow that to come out as she presents and as Derek presents. They're a brother-sister duo. And actually, what I really love about what they're doing is Derek made it a point that he wants to, while this conference is going on, really be a part of our organizational community. He is coming in. He wants to get to meet the people. He wants to understand more of what we do. And he's really going to be spending some time with us, which to me, that's important that our keynotes know what's important to us. So I'm excited about that.
And that is something different and it's something unique that you bring into this conference, Shelley. And we're grateful for that. And of course, always including everyone. And I appreciate that those keynotes that you just shared.
I agree. I can't wait.
Sure.
It'll be here and gone before we know it, guys. Yes. You know, so don't rush me. Don't rush me.
It's an exciting time of the year. It's like I said, the conference season is always the start of the holiday season as well. So I enjoy it immensely.
Yep. And I could just foresee the National Pickleball Association bringing the championship there in the future.
Exactly. Colleen, you want to add something? Go ahead.
I just want to say, we have to make sure that everybody knows that they can register on site, even though online registration has closed at this point because there's so much work we have to do with name badges and things like that. We cut it off, but every year we always have hundreds, literally, of people who register on site. So don't think you can't come.
Yep. Doors are wide open. There's still time. Please join us.
Yes.
Yep. And the other thing that we didn't mention is the Dr. Ron Feingold lecture series.
Ah, yes.
I think the 18th year maybe for the lecture.
Yes, and that's exciting.
Rick Amundson, past president of New York City for treasurer, statewide treasurer, and also the treasurer of the New York City for Foundation will be giving the lecture this year.
That's exciting for Rick. What a tremendous accomplishment. He deserves it for sure. That's great.
Yes.
Well, what do you think, Dr. Ramsey?
I think that's
amazing. A wrap. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Any departing words, Shelley or Colleen, for our listeners?
Personally, if you're coming to the conference, please say hello. I'd love to meet people. I'd love to hear what you're doing. So mingle. That's part of our conference, is creating a network and getting to know people. So we're looking forward to it and looking forward to seeing everybody. But don't rush it on me, Clance. Don't rush it on me.
Exactly right. Well said. Wise words. Well, on behalf of New York State AFIRD, Dr. Ramsey, the phenomenal Shelley Connors, and the lovely Colleen Corsi, and all of our members, thank you for listening to today's conference edition teaser episode, and hope you will join us this year for the 85th State Conference at the Turning Stone Casino, November 15th through 18th. The session will be posted on the New York State AFIRD website on our podcast channel. Stay tuned for more exciting episodes in the near future, Vic.
Yes, please visit us on NewYorkStateAFIRD.org, social media handles at New York State AFIRD, or call us at 315-823-1015 for more information. And please make certain to mark your calendars for many of our exciting events throughout the year, especially our upcoming conference, November 15th through the 18th. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Colleen. Thank you, Shelley.
Thank
well
you.
Done.
Thank you, Shelley and Colleen.
Thank you.